Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I said, you need to quit praying for your husband the way you've been praying. One of the first things I tell women when they come and say, I prayed for my husband for 20 years, I say, quit praying for him. Not because I don't believe in prayer, but I've just heard a lot of prayer. And what they're doing is griping and complaining and trying to force God to do it. They aren't praying in faith, appropriating the salvation that's already there. They are trying to manipulate God, and that's releasing unbelief. It is releasing a disdain for Jesus that he didn't accomplish it, that you've got to do it. The burden is on your shoulders. And that stops the power of God. He will not flow through your goodness. You are not going to get the credit. And that's the very thing that keeps most people from receiving from God is their own self-righteousness and trusting in themselves. That is not the gospel. And so if you can understand what I've said tonight, here's the gospel is that by grace, independent of you and what you deserve, before you ever did anything, God has anticipated everything, including the forgiveness of your sins, the healing of your body, your prosperity, your joy, your peace. Anything that you'll ever need, God anticipated it. And by grace, it's a done deal. He has provided it, and now he is seated at the Father's right hand. That means he's not working. He's not healing you. He's not forgiving you. He's already done it. His part is over, accomplished. And if you receive from God, it's not a matter of you pleading with God and getting God to do something. It's who will believe the good news that God has already done it and reach out and appropriate what God has already provided and just start agreeing with God and rest and trust in what God has done. See, this is what happens when a person gets saved. God doesn't save them. He doesn't die for their sins. He's already done it. But they hear the good news and they come up and they say, well, man, if it's a gift, I'll accept it. Jesus, I receive your salvation. And boom, they get changed. Not because God just died for them and just forgave them. He had already forgiven them, but they just received it. And all of a sudden, they pass from death unto life and you get this great miracle. That's the way that you ought to receive healing. That's the way you ought to receive prosperity. That's the way you ought to receive joy. The Bible says, Galatians 5:22, that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You've already got all of this in your spirit. You don't need God to give you joy. It says in, I believe it's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, could be 2 Peter 1:8, but it says that yet believing, we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. God has already given you his joy. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Psalms chapter 16, verse 11. And you are constantly in the presence of the Lord in your spirit. And there is fullness of joy in your spirit. If you aren't happy, it's because you aren't in the spirit. You are in the flesh. You're listening to what's happening in Washington instead of what's happening on the inside of you. But the truth is you have love, joy, unspeakable and full of glory. And all you got to do is believe. I could guarantee you, if you could receive what I'm talking about and just start thanking God, Father, thank you that I am already forgiven. Thank you, Father, that I have passed from death unto life. Like we were singing tonight, thank you that I am one with the Lord, the creator of the universe. God has over 6 billion people on this planet who are constantly calling out to him and asking him for something and trying to get his attention. And yet God is listening to you. Obama doesn't care about me. He's not here listening to me. He doesn't know what my needs are, but the King of the universe listens to me and loves me and is watching me constantly. If you go to thinking about that, and thanking Him for what you have, I dare you to be depressed. You can't be depressed. You got to take your attention off of God's grace and what He's done. And instead, you got to slip back into this, oh, God's done nothing and I've got to force Him and make Him do something. And you know what? That's depressing. That's discouraging. But understand that He's already done everything. And I don't have to worry about what's going to happen. I don't have to care about what's going to happen. I'm not afraid of anything because God has already anticipated everything that'll ever happen in my life. He's already created the answer before I had the question. He's already supplied the need before I ever had the need. And all I got to do is rest in it. When something happens, I say, all right, Father, how did you plan on me getting through this? How have you already supplied this need? And I've just got to be in tune with the Lord, and He'll show me, and I'll be able to deal with every single thing. You know what? If you haven't understood what I've talked about tonight, I would recommend that you come over to my point of view, because this is the way to live. It's a carefree way of living. And most of you here don't know me. But if you knew where I came from, and if you saw, I was an introvert that couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to them. It's true. In high school, people would say hi, and they'd be two blocks down the road before I'd say hi back. I couldn't look at a person and talk to them. Now I talk to millions of people on television. At one time, I was sick and didn't have anything. And now I've seen my son raised from the dead. I've seen multiple people raised from the dead. At one time, Jamie and I were so poor, we couldn't pay attention. And now we have to have $2 million a month just to pay our bills. And guess what? It comes in. And we give the majority of all of our material away free. 57% of the people don't send anything. And we give it to them free. Some of you just think I'm in la-la land. It's working. Don't wake me up. Amen. Until you get better results than I'm getting, maybe you ought to listen to me. I'm telling you, this works. This is a great way to live, is just to live in what Jesus has already provided. Rest in Him. You do that, and I guarantee you, you'll move to the next level. But as it says in Hebrews chapter 4, it says we got to labor to enter into this rest. That sounds like an oxymoron. If it's rest, why do you labor? Because to get to a place to where you just trust in God, trust in the unseen, trust the Word instead of what the doctor tells you, instead of what the dentist tells you, instead of what the banker tells you or whatever, or what the people on the news tell you. You trust in this. It's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done to get to where you walk by faith and not by sight. But it's as simple as what I've described. God's already done it. But now you are going to have to labor to get to where you rest in the fact that Jesus has already provided everything. And I am not going to take the responsibility for this. I'm just resting in the Lord and trusting Him. It takes some effort to do that. It takes a lot of effort. And if you do this, you aren't going to be the best at Trivial Pursuit. You aren't going to be able to win all the fantasy football stuff. This will take some time and effort to put your life into it, but I guarantee you this will pay off better than fantasy football or Trivial Pursuit. It'll benefit you a lot more. But you'll have to immerse yourself in this. You'll have to separate yourself from people who counter this. And I tell you, the vast majority of the body of Christ is dead set against everything that I've taught tonight. There are good churches. We have good pastors here. Again, I recommend that we've got a list out here of pastors that have come to these meetings, and you need to check it out. You need to find good churches. I've talked to a number of pastors. There are good churches, but they're just few and far between. And I guarantee you, it's going to cost you. There is going to be religious people that will think you've absolutely lost your mind. I've got hundreds of blogs that have been written against me that I'm the devil. And one person says I'm the most dangerous man in America. And terrible things. And there's people that talk about me. If criticism would kill you, I'd be dead. But you know what? You may not win the popularity contest, but you'll get set free and you'll start seeing the power of God work in your life. Good things will happen. Amen. Father, we love you and we thank you for your word. Thank you for these truths that I've talked about. Thank you, Father, for the way that these truths have just revolutionized my life. Thank you for the awesome good things that you have done through the power of your word. And Father, I share these same things with these people here today. And I believe that you're opening up their hearts so that they can believe and receive. So that, Father, they will begin to start putting faith in what you have done instead of faith in all of the things that they do. Instead of trying to get you to move. Father, I pray that they would rest in you and just receive everything that you've already provided. That they would let you be God instead of trying to take that place. Thank you, Father. I believe that the Holy Spirit is here to make these truths real. I pray that right now that the Holy Spirit is just solidifying these things in our hearts, that you're giving us revelation. We pray, John 14:26, that the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, when He has come, will teach us all things and lead us into all truth and bring to our remembrance all things whatsoever you've said to us. Father, whatsoever you said through me tonight, the truths that you spoke, I believe you bring those truths back to people's remembrance and that you help people to begin to start trusting in the grace of God, to walk in the gospel of the grace of God, the nearly too good to be true news. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I just give you thanksgiving and praise. I believe by faith this is changing people. I thank you that there will be hundreds of people leave this place, they will never be the same again because they've heard the gospel. And it's the power of God. It's going to save their souls. Father, thank you. I just praise you in advance for the awesome good things that are coming out of this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the true gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Washington, D.C. area Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM243 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.